I just have one. Dr. Van Wert, I'm kind of curious as to the timing with regard to your request that you made to Ms. Heller for more data, especially considering that there was a public hearing with regard to this text amendment and a first reading with regard to this text amendment. I'm kind of curious, why did you wait 3 weeks when, before going into the final vote to request more data, if you were so concerned initially on?
Honestly, because I never believed it would get that far. I never believed that City Council would vote for it. It, to me, was so not in the best interest of the health, welfare, and general safety of the citizens of Bethlehem that I never, call me naive, but I never thought it would have got that far. Once it was apparent that there was enough people on council who were considering voting for it, that's when I said, oh my God, I've got to show them, I've got to prove to council why this is not in the best interest of the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of Bethlehem. And that's when I asked for the data so that I could show the rest of council who couldn't see what I could see why there was a problem here. That's why.
If I attended the public hearing with regard to it, and correct me if I'm wrong, and please honestly correct me if I'm wrong. Your initial testimony at the public hearing was that you were opposed to this initially on, correct?
Yes.
So you were, what, at any time was there ever, so your opposition to this text amendment or this change was right from start one?
When I read about this, I live on the block. I was a affordable housing developer for the city of New York. I have a master's in urban planning. When I read this, I understood exactly what was happening, and I objected to it on the face of it because I felt that this was very poor city planning.
And I respect you for that deeply, and I don't think that's the route I was attempting to go with this. At any time, could any amendment have been offered, or this amendment been changed in any way, that you would have considered this as then something worthy to vote for?
That's too broad of a question for me to answer. I mean, I think that if there was something that would prove to me that this conversion or this text amendment was in the general health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of Bethlehem, then I absolutely would consider it because that's my job up there. That's only my job. I don't have any other job than that. And so if there was something put forward that could show to me why this conversion of a residential building in a neighborhood that is struggling still to come back from all of these previous non-conforming uses was in the best interest of the citizens of Bethlehem, I would have voted for it because that's what I'm up there to do.
Thank you, Dr. Van Wert, and thank you for the time you appeared before this board this evening.
You're welcome.